It's very disappointed. Again, we were well in the game for most of the first half, for the first 25 minutes. We made a mistake and we got punished for it. And we gave away a penalty then. And, you know, very shortly after that, the game was, I suppose, beyond us. We asked the boys to keep fighting at half-time. I suppose they kept fighting. But come out the wrong side of it again. We're well beaten in the end. 5 goals is a lot of goals to concede. Training has been good. We've been training well. The lads have been in good form coming here. We felt things were right, which obviously they weren't. And look, we're very much together in what we're doing and what we're trying to do. But no, it's disappointing. It's disappointing for the boys more than anything. But look, next week we have Westmeath and Sligo. So look, we move on and we look towards that. But right now, as I say, very, very disappointing. Louds were good today. I thought they were very, very good. I have to compliment them on that. Having said that, we didn't stand up after the first 25 minutes. We didn't stand up after that. But it's, you know, again, it's a difficult time for us, where we have a lot of obstacles to overcome right now at the moment. You know, we're probably very inexperienced as a team. A lot of new players out there in the field, as you can see in the last number of games. And you know, it's a process, and I keep saying it's a process. But you know, things would have to improve.
But you still have games or results that you can get to.
We still have results that we can get to save our season. But you know, unless we work harder as a unit, you know, we'll find it very difficult to do that.
What was the message at the when you left the lads out on the pitch at the final whistle? What would you say?
Not a lot. We just discussed the game and really discussed, I suppose, again, what we spoke about, what we didn't do as a unit, and I suppose as individuals, what we didn't do as well. And no, look, difficult time for them lads. Them lads are putting in a lot of work, and they're, you know, as I say, they're young, and they have futures ahead of them. There is a future for Sligo football, but it's a difficult time. And it's difficult to be beaten in games like that. And you know, everything was good, the mood was good coming into the game. And you know, you go from a situation like that to feeling like you feel after a game like that. So that's difficult for the lads. So, you know, look, we just talked about it. And as we said, we win together and we lose together.